The views and opinions expressed on this program are not those of the station, but of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome to the Chamber Connection. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, on a lovely Chamber of Commerce morning here in Northwest Florida, looking out the window here at News Radio 92.3 FM, AM 1620, and it's sun's out, it's a blue sky, it's looking great, and we hope y'all had a great weekend. I'm going to get right into talking to our guest this morning. Dr. Rick Fountain is the Dean of the School of Business at the University of West Florida. Dr. Fountain, welcome to the Chamber Connection.
Well, thank you, Todd. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, no, thanks for joining us. And I know it's been an interesting year for y'all out there, but let's jump right into it. And first, talk about the programs that you have in the School of Business and what you offer students.
Well, thank you. It has been an interesting year. I think I'd been dean about 2 months when we shut down.
Oh, wow.
For the pandemic, so that was interesting. But obviously, I was over in the accounting and finance department, so we have an excellent accounting program. We're very well known for that. I think just about 3 years ago, we were rated number 3 in the nation for first-time success on the CPA exam, and the two schools ahead of us were Northwestern University and Wake Forest, and they have a commonality that West Florida did in their private school. So the University of West Florida was number 1 in the nation as a state-supported institution. Very proud of that. We have finance, supply chain, management, hospitality, management, which has business analytics, HR, entrepreneurial leadership and innovation. We have the MIS program, marketing. Really proud of economics. We have business and quantitative economics. And we have a minor now in e-business. So those are some of the programs that we have in the College of Business.
So I'm a son of an accountant, so I understand that lifestyle. And I know that, congratulations, I did not know that. Number 3 in the country, and that's fine company that that we're up there with. I know that one of the challenges is keeping those graduates here close locally. I know it's something y'all look at as a school of business. You want your graduates to stay here in Pensacola. How do you look at that, and how can we do better as a community trying to keep those graduates here?
That's a great question. I think that's one of the things that I enjoy about the meetings that Quint Studer has with Civicon, such as that, about the brain drain and the people that are leaving Pensacola. I think what we're trying to do is we've reinvigorated our College of Business Advisory Council, and it's a large group. And what we're trying to do is engage with businesses here to find out what talent they need, what trainings that they need. It's really interesting. When I first started asking folks, I had lunch with Justin Beck. And I said, what can we do to serve you better? Excuse me. And he suggested that we ought to take a look at having a certificate program or a group of courses within the business degree that would prepare someone for, he said, of course, commercial properties, but the largest part of our business now is P&C, property and casualty insurance. So we're looking at that, and I did not mention programs that we have and certifications, but I think that's the coming trend when Harvard and Ivy League schools are looking at certifications that you could add to your degree. So that's something we're looking at, is what do your members need? What do the individual businesses here need a student to do? The first thing they mentioned to me is we want them to write and have better oral communication. Mm-hmm. But then they said we want them to know a little something specific about our business or a business area. So I think that by doing that, we're trying to prepare our students so that when Navy Federal needs employees, we have people ready. When other large businesses and small businesses here need some, our students are ready to step in and go to work day one.
Right, right. So we're kind of nearing the end of the school year. Are there things, you know, that have changed as a result? I mean, I know obviously there's been a lot of virtual learning and that sort of thing, but in terms of the programming and you know, types of classes you offer, has any of that changed because of COVID?
Well, I love what Dr. Saunders says. We were able to pivot when we shut down basically 2 months into the calendar year last year. We went to remote education. Everything was virtual. So that's been a big change. We were a little ahead of the curve in the state university system because Dr. Saunders had this vision that we ought to be strong in distance learning. So many of our faculty were ready. But when you go to the grind of remote learning, online learning, for some faculty members that had not done it, it was not easy.
Right.
Our folks worked really hard. Our students, I give them a lot of credit. That was a difficult time for them. Their lives changed. So we've been remote. I think we'll see more normalcy when we come back in the fall. We're looking to have maybe 70-60% of where we were face-to-face before start returning. And it's been nice. There are students taking tours in the College of Business, and we have this beautiful new building, and it's kind of a three stories, but in the center of it, and the atrium is open, so outside my door I can hear them taking tours, so I try to go down and say, it's just nice to see students back on campus. So that's changed, and I'll say another thing that changed so much is we've learned to Zoom, and I say sometimes we're Zoomed out because we go from Zoom to Zoom to Zoom.
Right.
I love music. I like being in anything on the radio, but I found an old song called, and it's Guided Missiles, and it began Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. They sing Zoom, 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 and I've been saying for our leader to leader we do on Friday afternoons, I want some bumper music, and I'd love Guided Missiles. Started out with Zoom because we literally Zoom hours every day.
Right.
So that's changed the way we work, and I think we'll be more efficient in meetings now where you don't have to gather people and they have to drive to different locations. So I think we'll have a blend of that. And I think we'll be better educators for these lessons that we've learned. This is unprecedented.
Right, absolutely. So are you still able to meet with students individually? You have the Zoom classes, but can you still set up meetings? And
we had about a third of our classes were face-to-face in the spring. So I see students there. The biggest handicap we had once we started doing face-to-face classes was the social distancing. We had the protocol, CHC protocol was 6 feet between, and then we had a 2-foot bubble, so it was 8 feet. So you'd take a classroom that had 100 students in it before, right, and you reduce it to about 22 people.
Right.
It's difficult to find classrooms that large.
Right.
So that limited our ability to get back, but particularly over in accounting, I think they long for a couple of those core courses being back face-to-face so they can visualize what's going on with the students a little better. But we do have an online accounting program, which is great. Now, I want to commend the university and their recruiting efforts. Our enrollment is up.
Yeah.
Our MBA program is up. Our MAC program is up substantially online. So we've had growth during this period of time, and I don't think every university around the country or college has been that fortunate.
No, and I think it just speaks to the quality of education that University of West Florida is providing, and that like you said, you were able to pivot so quickly and keep those programs going, keep those classes going online, that has kept that engagement and kept the enrollment up. So you mentioned that you had just started as dean right before all this happened. So I'm guessing you haven't been really able to implement what you're goals and visions are for the future, but I'm sure you have some. So talk about those a little bit and any updates that go along with that.
Wow. One, I was smiling when you were talking about the quality of education. I like to brag about being an alumnus of the University of West Florida. And I may be the first academic dean they've ever hired that was homegrown, so I'm very proud of that.
You should be.
Well, I think we have started a lot of initiatives. I'm fortunate to work with really great people, and Dr. Saunders and our provost, Dr. Ellenberg, are tremendous, and they have given me an opportunity to lead the College of Business, and obviously one of the things they've asked me to do is to be more external facing and out working with you. I'd love to be more involved with the chamber. I have so much respect for the work you do.
Well, thank you.
And working with restarting the College of Business Advisory Council, revitalizing that was an opportunity to get more involved. We're looking at things like starting a Center for Leadership and having an executive MBA in leadership and housing it downtown. I think that would be important for us to be more present downtown. Mm-hmm. We've been partnering with Quint Studer's Leadership Institute to maybe do some certificates. We're working on that. We've been reaching out to other colleges and universities, for example, that have accounting programs but not a master's degree. That's the one program of strategic emphasis that we have in the college business, the only one, in fact. And we just recently signed an agreement with Bethune-Cookman,
okay,
which is an HBU. We're really pleased with that. We will work in tandem with them so that when their undergraduate accounting students complete their degree, they transition directly into our MAC program. So I think partnerships like that are important. We're working closely with Pensacola State for their students to transition over, maybe for our MBA program. So we've had a lot going on. We created three new online programs. They asked me could we do that, and we did it almost immediately. We put accounting, supply chain, logistics, and they had a general business degree, which had become our most popular face-to-face program, and we were able to transition that to online. So those are things that we have been able to accomplish, and I was making my rounds around meeting folks, and had been doing that in accounting, and COVID did stop a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot of relationship, I would call it building, and sometimes revitalizing. So thanks for that question. We've been busy, and I've been very excited with what we've been able to accomplish thus far.
Right. And you mentioned, trying to work with the entire community, trying to get established downtown. Mm-hmm. I was on a Zoom meeting, and I forget the name of what they called it, but it was, you had everyone from Jerry May Garden to Mortar Sullivan. I mean, you had the entire kind of gamut of the business community, who's been involved with Pensacola and Northwest Florida, talking about this. And so, I agree. I think it's important that we do all work together. We're communicating. We understand what our kind of our goals are. And that's as the business community, what can we do to support you to be engaged with the university to help the school of business?
That's such a great question. It's almost like we set it up.
Yeah.
But thank you for that. I think that's exactly the question we've asked the 50 or so business leaders that came together on the, we call it COBAC, College of Business Advisory Council.
What could we do,
and then what can we do to help you? And some of the things they said, they'd like better access to our students, better campus recruiting, and I agree with that. The earlier we build relationships, and I'm hoping that we have events like sponsored lunches. We were doing that over in accounting where you don't have to be there just recruiting that day. You can come and meet juniors and seniors, and one of the firms had Chick-fil-A day and another had barbecue day. Mm-hmm. And those kind of things. So I think coming to those, attending those, sponsoring those sorts of things, We have a great event. It's called Meet the Firms for accounting students and people seeking accountants. Well, I would envision that it would be great to have those sorts of things for all majors. And I would think the chamber would be a natural partner to come in with that. And just by asking your members to come, even if you're not sure you're going to hire someone this year, come and see what next year's crop looks like. Get your name out there. Let our students get a resume in your hand. So I think those would be really important. More shadowing opportunities, more internships. Paid and unpaid nonprofits, if we do this correctly, can do a really nice job with those internships. And Jerry Goldstein runs a program, you might know Jerry, where he does live case studies. And I think to do those, we need businesses that have a problem and they think that they would like to see a competition. We've had competitions where Texas A&M sends teams in, and when JetPay sold, we did the case study on that, and I think they were very impressed, and I think it was a multi-million dollar sale, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think our students were then, I can't remember if it was 100 or 200,000. Our students didn't come in first, they came in second, okay. Texas A&M. But at the end of that process, the company that bought JetPay, I believe, hired our entire team for some sort of job within their company.
That's so awesome.
Well, we were really proud of that. And building long-term relationships. Todd, you could be so integral in that. We were talking about it. And I think the college needs to be more integral in the chamber when people are looking for a place to relocate.
Right.
Then we ought to be such a resource and such an asset that great workforce, opportunity for their work staff to improve their education. So I think we could work really well on those things. And I think at the end of it, whether it's helping the public school system get better throughout the university, we ought to do that. We just ought to listen to you and Quint and others that we need to create a Pensacola that's attractive for talent, not only to stay here, but Navy Federal used to call me often saying, we need more access. We promised we could hire local talent, and we weren't producing enough. So there are opportunities there. We started meeting with them about what they really needed, and we have some certificate programs with them. And I think that's just an indicator that especially the College of Business ought to be at the forefront.
Absolutely.
Of helping you.
Right. Well, and you have my commitment to help with that. I mean, I hear it literally every day. I'm at lunch somewhere or you know, in a shop, and someone says, hey, I've got, you know, 5 positions, 10 positions. I need talent. Mm-hmm. And it's from the gamut, from, you know, leisure to, you know, very technical positions that are needed. So, yeah, absolutely, you know, we need to work together for all facets of creating that workforce and making sure that the environment is right for attracting and keeping that talent here.
Well, you've done a great job. I'll say that, and I think that it's our time to step up and be more available to help you when needed. So I'm appreciative of the opportunity to visit with you today. As a young person here before I left for law school, I was really involved as with the chamber that had Action 76 and programs to celebrate the bicentennial. So I'm excited to see young, vibrant leadership at the chamber.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we did get a question that came in about your internship program. So what types of programs do you have? Do you have local companies or national companies, things like that?
Well, we have various relationships. Normally, those are reduced to an agreement. You take on some responsibility when you have an intern. They become your employee, and there's always those issues. But talk about our hospitality program for a moment. We're really proud of it. It's been called Global Hospitality and Tourism Management. And those students need more hours in the internship program. We have great partners. I hate to start naming some because I'll miss others, but Ted Ent and Julian McQueen at Innisfree would be an example. They have a lot of internships, and so often people think that's just for people that want to learn how to work in the kitchen or work at the front desk. But it's amazing how big that hospitality industry is in the back office job. So they create those positions there where students go in and work. Navy Federal has a big internship program. CPA firms hire a lot. Investment firms hire a lot of our students. And I've talked so long, repeat that question, make sure I don't miss part of the question.
Yeah, just what companies, local or national, that you work with on internships?
Well, virtually all of the accounting firms, and they do different things. Internship, when they're looking to hire them, maybe in junior and senior year, those are internships, paid internships, but many of them have an introductory sessions in the summer. And we'd love to work with credit unions and banks, even though they're entirely different animals.
Right.
We enjoy working with those folks. Marketing, Baptist Hospital, Ascension, all those folks are on our advisory council. And so that's part of it, is look at how you might create internships.
Right.
The next great employee may come out of one of those internships. Hopefully I answered that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dr. Fountain, I really appreciate your time today. It's a lot of great information. I think it's helpful for our businesses and the business community. And like I said, you know, I look forward to working with you and UWF moving forward, so we can connect the businesses to the college and make sure all the resources are there and they're being utilized, and continue to make Northwest Florida the best place to do business.
I always love Vince Wibbs used to say, what is it where we live like the rest of the world would like to live,
right,
or something.
Right.
So we have a great place to live.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Dr. Rick Fountain, Dean of School of Business at UWF, thanks for joining us today. I have a few quick chamber updates before we wrap up here. Our Clays for Commerce Clay Shoot is Friday, May 14th at the Santa Rosa Shooting Center. We have team slots and individual slots still available. Thanks to our sponsors, Riverside Wealth Advisors and Chick-fil-A. Our legislative wrap-up breakfast is Tuesday, May 18th. We'll hear from the experts at the Gray Robinson lobbying firm. They'll give us an overview of what happened with session as we get down to these last couple of weeks, kind of the rubber hits the road with the budget and those sorts of things. So we'll be able to get that update in about a month. You can get tickets and sign up for all of our events at PensacolaChamber.com. We have a few ribbon cuttings that are coming up over the next couple of weeks. Actually, I think we have about four or five of them. Please, again, check PensacolaChamber.com for information about those. And, if you have the opportunity to come, it's always great to have our business folks supporting other businesses and supporting the chamber by coming to those ribbon cuttings. So please do that. And I do want to mention our legislative wrap-up breakfast. Our gold sponsor is Centennial Bank, and our silver sponsor is AT&T. And I want to mention our new Facebook group. We're talking about jobs and people looking for jobs. Pensacola Now Hiring on Facebook. You can go, and this is for any business or anyone who's looking for a job. Go on this Facebook page. It's public. You can post your jobs and let people know what you have available. And if you're looking for a job, go there, check it out. And, we just want to get people employed, and we want businesses to be fully employed. And Pensacola Now Hiring, again, on Facebook. So thank you again, Dr. Rick Fountain, for joining us today. And have a great week out there, folks. We're going to keep you connected on the Chamber Connection.